Chris Linton is from La Trobe. He thought he'd go for a walk. From there, things got a little out of hand. Chris has walked around Tasmania. He's currently in New Zealand. And this walk is going to take him a lot longer. Chris, good afternoon.
Well, hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm really well. What are you doing in New Zealand at the moment?
I'm just going on a little stroll.
I don't believe you. What is happening? What's it about?
Well, it's the same kind of thing as I did in Tasmania. I walked around the perimeter of Tasmania for mental health, bringing awareness to those kinds of issues. And I've done the same thing here in New Zealand, attempting to be the first person in history to circumambulate, to walk, the four main islands of New Zealand, which is North, South, Stewart, and the Chatham Islands.
Where are you at the moment?
I've just come into Dunedin and heading up towards Christchurch, up the South Island. And that will complete two of the islands. I've done about 2,500 kilometres already by foot and about 4,000 to go. So just a little bit more.
How are the feet? How are the blisters?
Not too bad. I started off with lots of blisters when I started. Slowed me down a little bit. But I'm getting used to it.
Well, tell me about the weather. What sort of weather have you had?
It usually rains a lot on the West Coast, but I've been extremely lucky with the weather. Every time I get undercover, it starts to rain, and every time it's ready to get going again, the rain stops. So somebody's looking after me. The cold weather down on Stewart Island started to pull in, and so I'm very anxious to get up the South Island into the north where it's just a shade warmer.
Mm. Now, Chris, why are you doing this? Tell us a little bit about your story and why you want to raise awareness for mental health.
Well, there's a couple of things. I was diagnosed with diabetes too, and my doctor told me to go for a walk. About the same time, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and I imagine I was probably on a manic high when I decided to go for a walk. And it wasn't the normal walk around the block. It was a walk around Tasmania. That was 1,400 kilometers. I had a lot of media attention for bipolar and depression issues and decided to take it another step forward and come to New Zealand and do it here also.
And how is it working? Are you getting coverage in New Zealand and able to tell your message?
I've been very pleased. I've been in every single newspaper so far, probably about 8 or 9 newspapers. I've lost count. Some front page. So there's a lot of awareness getting out there. So this is the primary reason to be here. I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm staying at strangers' homes. Yeah, it's working out really, really well.
Now, tell me about you staying at strangers' homes. How does that work?
Often the newspaper will get a hold of me prior to going into a town. If they release an article before that, I usually get text messages or an email, and people say, why don't you come over and stay the night? We'll feed you, et cetera. Not only homes, but it could be a backpacker or a motel or places like this. But, yeah, it's been really good to meet people I never would have met before anyway.
Why do you think people are reaching out to you like this, Chris?
It's been really, I don't want to call it strange, but it is a bit strange. Almost every occasion, the person that I've stayed with, including the innkeepers, when I'm about to leave or just after I leave, they flick me an email or they tell me just they're leaving. By the way, I want to let you know that I've had my spouse or my son or my daughter commit suicide or made an attempt on their own life. So they're very connected to what's going on.
What experience did you have like that in Tasmania? Was it similar? Is this new or different?
No, this is very much the same. I'm just a bit overwhelmed with how many people are affected with depression and the effects of depression and how it's changed their life forever.
What kind of preparation did you do? I mean, you'd already been around Tasmania, so I'm tipping that you're pretty fit. But what sort of preparation did you do before arriving in New Zealand and taking on this enormous, enormous feat? And I guess it's physical and mental preparation, Chris.
It is. When I've sent out emails to people to say, can I please stay the night? I'm doing this for mental health. Some of them say yes. And then when I arrive, one lady said to me, oh, you're an old fella, and you're kind of pleasantly plump. So I'm not that fit, and I'm just a normal guy. I'm not an obese kind of fella, but I didn't do a lot of preparation. I kind of prepared as I went.
Yeah, okay. So you're still preparing?
I probably never will stop. When I get into towns, like I said, if the newspapers tell people ahead of time that I'm coming, then cafes, restaurants, takeaways will flick me an email and say, please come over and eat. So I'm not having very good luck at losing weight.
How do you manage your bipolar when you are taking on an expedition, if you like this?
Yeah, it can be difficult. I don't take pharmaceuticals myself, and I don't encourage people not to take theirs, but I take a high dosage of vitamins and minerals to keep my mood stable. Occasionally I forget it, and it does become a bit of a struggle, and the depression is there sometimes, so I have to battle that from time to time.
When you're walking, how often are you by yourself, Chris?
Oh, that would be 99% of the time when I'm walking. I don't have a lot of people walk with me. It's kind of dangerous when people walk with me down the roads. These roads in South Island are very narrow, no shoulders, and so I have to be very cautious. In fact, sometimes I walk at night when there's no traffic.
And what's it like for you, having, I guess, the whole country in front of you, the environment that you're in, walking by yourself?
It's a bit overwhelming, a bit, just to know that I still have 4,000 kilometers to go. There's still a lot of work to be done. Not everybody knows that I'm walking. Not everybody is educated or informed on what depression and mental health issues are. So there's so much work to do.
You're doing it, and it sounds like you're doing it well, Chris. Really good to speak with you today. Thanks so much, and good luck for the other 4,000 kilometres. Cheers.
Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye now.